Last question.
President, do you have any second thoughts about pulling all ground troops out of Iraq? And does it give you pause as the U.S. Is doing the same thing in Afghanistan?
Yeah, you know what I just find interesting is the degree to which this issue keeps on coming up, as if this was my decision. Under the previous administration, we had turned over the country to a sovereign, democratically elected Iraqi government. So let's just be clear. The reason that we did not have a follow-on force in Iraq was because the Iraqis were, a majority of Iraqis did not want U.S. troops there. And politically, they could not pass the kind of laws that would be required to protect our troops in Iraq. Having said all that, if in fact the Iraqi government behaved the way it did over the last 5-6 years, where it failed to pass legislation that would reincorporate Sunnis and give them a sense of ownership, if it had targeted certain Sunni leaders and jailed them, if it had alienated some of the Sunni tribes that we had brought back in during so-called awakening that helped us turn the tide in 2006. If they had done all those things and we had had troops there, the country wouldn't be holding together either. The only difference would be we'd have a bunch of troops on the ground that would be vulnerable. And however many troops we had, we would have to now be reinforcing. I'd have to be protecting them, and we'd have a much bigger job. And probably we would end up having to go up again in terms of the number of ground troops to make sure that those forces were not vulnerable. So that entire analysis is bogus and is wrong, but gets frequently peddled around here by folks who oftentimes are trying to defend previous policies that they themselves made.